I don't want perfume or strings of hanging lights. I can say more, with shutters on the curb askew and broken, boxes with a tidy pile of bricks or chalk. Old byways are like that too, in what they'll allow. We used to believe, because our fathers told us so, that women caught in rain shudder or melt. Once I asked a man I loved why rain smells like it does, like dusk and summer, like something I remember. He told me creosote, and being barren of the desert, I believed him. Maybe he never knew any different, like Eve before God told her she belonged to anyone, like we were before we started packing extra clothes and showering in secret to hide the smell of butter on hot cotton, before we crushed petals to cover what we carry. I can wear lavender and rose and geranium, though lately only the lavender, so as not to call attention. At the bus stop, a woman named Geneva greets me, picks pollen from my hair, tells me her mother planted peonies and spells it out, P-E-O in I-E-S, and I'm struck by the plural. I want to tell her that my daughter pulls flowers from the bush by the fistful, crushes mint and sage and rosemary and holds them to her face, rubs them on her belly. But no one wants to hear another story about someone else's child. I remind myself to let the smile reach my eyes, and I do, and I mean it. I want to leave her there, to herself, to her arm resting on the windowsill of the Greyhound, and her good view of what's ahead. But the rain has soaked me through, and like mud, like tar, I pull her in, dissolve her bones into mine, erode her skin, until we are ancient, our blood and dust becoming ink in this language lost to light.